European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast with your host, Alex Dunn, and your pundit, Ray Druitt, with you to guide you through the best of the European action this weekend. And there's only one game in it, really, let's be honest. It's El Clasico, it's Barca against Real Madrid on Sunday night. And the majority of this podcast will be us talking about that, generally getting very, very, very excited indeed. Especially you, Ray, because you're a very excitable person, aren't you?
I can be, yes, and this is certainly something that's getting me excited. What a game it is. I mean, so much riding on it generally. Usually these games are absolutely fantastic. We always have them with something big going on it. But this is a title decider, ultimately. The way Real Madrid are playing at the moment, can you see them overturn the six-point gap after losing this game? Mm. With 10 games to go? I can't. So if Barcelona win, they've won the league, for me.
Okay.
If Real Madrid get a result, a positive result, keep that points gap down. You never know. Sorry, the point would be four points gap, not six point gap.
But with goal difference,
exactly. It's essentially five, isn't it?
Yes. 6 point gap. So, okay, interesting. We've got two other games to look at as well: Feyenoord against PSV and Schalke against Bayer Leverkusen. We'll get to them after the main event. But there is only one place. So I should just ask, are you okay, Ray? Sorry, I've not even asked you. I was too carried away with football.
I'm all right. A bit under the weather this week, actually, Alex.
But I'm just cold.
Yeah, getting old now, aren't I? But yeah, I'm okay. I really enjoyed the Champions League feast we had this week. Mm. I thought Messi last night was fantastic, but we will come on to him, I'm sure, during the Clásico.
Nice link. Okay, well, we'll start in Spain then with El Clásico.
La Liga.
Sunday at 8 o'clock then for Barca against Real Madrid. Barca 4-6, the draw 100-30. Real Madrid also 100-30. All sorts of specials on the website. Match result and four goals or more in the match. Barca 9-5, the draw 6-1, Real Madrid 15-2. Match result, both teams have scored. Barca 17-10, the draw 17-5, Real Madrid 5-1. And some headline offers in there. Suarez to score, Barca to win at 2s. Messi to score, Barca to win at 6-4. Bale to score, Real to win at 7s. And Ronaldo to score and Real to win at 4s. You'd imagine, if this game isn't a draw, that one of those will be landing. But which one? We'll get to that in just a second. But as you said, Madrid arrive here in the midst of a bit of a stutter, Ray. Barca have been superb, barring that slip-up at home to Malaga. They were very, very good again last night against Manchester City. But this is effectively a title decider, as you said. That said, are Real potentially a little bit big here?
Yes, but not because they're great. They are great. Well, not because they're in great form. Mm. It's because Barcelona are too short. I think that's the answer to that question. It's not that Real are too big. It's that Barca are too short at 4-6. Yes, they are in great form. What, 17 wins out the last 18 games? Only that Malaga defeat. Going against them, Real Madrid stuttering. I think they've only won one of the last five. Mm. But 4-6 in a Clásico, which is essentially a cup final.
Yeah.
You don't want to be taking... There's not an awful lot between these two sides when they're at the best. Barca maybe getting towards their best. Real Madrid dropped off. But as Iniesta said in a recent press conference, doesn't matter how the teams are playing coming into this. And that's pretty true.
Mm. Okay. Any team news?
I think Busquets obviously missed out. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine Busquets will be missing from this game. Barcelona are pretty much full strength anyway. Vermaelen's obviously still missing. Yeah. You would imagine Bravo will be coming back in nets after Ter Stegen played in the Champions League. And I mean, the back four will probably pick itself. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, I think it was the last Clásico they put Jeremy Mathieu at left back, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which I don't think they'll be doing this time.
Appalling, though.
No, he wasn't, but I think, with the way Gareth Bale and Ronaldo are playing at the moment, neither's having the best of times. I wouldn't be surprised if they really do try and exploit them in the fullback areas, which we're going to come on to in a short while. And Jordi Alba and Dani Alves are two of the best in the world, fullback-wise, at really, really pushing on and, you know, doubling up on the wingers or the fullbacks. So I think, you know, I think this Barcelona side will pretty much pick itself. I guess the issue is Xavi, Iniesta, Rakitic, Rafinha, who plays. I mean, the front three again, Messi, Suarez, Neymar will be the leading men, you'd think.
You wouldn't imagine Mark Bartra will be starting after Gareth Bale skinned him last year.
You wouldn't have thought so. And
he'll still have sleepless nights.
Bearing in mind, I'm his biggest fan. I would hope he doesn't play. But I think for Real Madrid, the biggest news that's probably come out of them, other than obviously their terrible run, is that in the last few weeks we have seen the return of Luka Modric. We know how important he is. I think he's got about 115, 120 minutes under his belt in the last 2 weeks, which is massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive. We know how important he can be. He's back. I would imagine he starts.
Okay. So we've gone through the betting there. 4-6 for Barca, 130 the draw, Real at 130 as well. I'm in agreement with you that Barca are too short a price in a game of this magnitude, and coming up against a side with the pedigree of Real Madrid. One stat is that the last 17 head-to-heads between the sides have featured both teams scoring. That's not a surprise. It's something that we bring up every single time we do a El Clasico podcast. And both teams scoring this is 4-11. It's not great value, is it? Or is it?
Well, I mean, it's a winner, isn't it?
Depends. Do you want some free money? That would be the most logical way to get it.
I mean, people will be backing teams at 1-3 at 4-11 in accumulators over the weekend.
That is true.
And they're far more likely to lose than that both teams to score. Personally, I would. You're not going to get rich by backing a 4-11. But, I mean, I don't think you'll be losing money back in that particular 4-11.
But what you can do is you can put it on a win or draw or away win. So you can have Barca enhanced, basically, from 4-6 to Barca and both teams to score 17-10. The draw from 130 to 17-5. And Real Madrid from 130 to 5-1. Barca and both teams to score 17-10 seems a lot more reasonable, if you like, as a betting proposition. I'm still not going to side with them, but I had a little chink in my armour there. I was briefly swayed towards Barca there. Just at that price, you think, oh, tempting, but they're still up against Real.
Exactly. I mean, I think the both teams score is a perfect base to place any bet around. And I would back Barcelona at 17-10. Well, Barcelona and both teams to score at 17-10, but I wouldn't be touching the 4-6 as we, you know, as we've just highlighted. I think Real Madrid will concede. I think Barcelona probably do win this game, but we bet for value. We don't bet because, you know, we don't just bet because that particular team will win. You know, you need to make money off these things, and I don't think you're going to make much money off a 4-6. It's not worth the risk for me. Mm-hmm. But the 17-10 is because the both teams to score does land. But then again, that 5-1 on Real Madrid to win,
yeah,
and both teams to score. You look at the Barcelona have only won one of the last five Clásicos at the Nou Camp. You know, Real Madrid have gone there a couple of times and, you know, and got decent results. They're capable of doing it again. We know that. If they turn up, if Ronaldo turns up, and obviously that's a big if, then you will really be sweating over that 4-6. So that's why I think we have to avoid it.
Well, you look at their setup, Real, and it is almost perfect counter-attacking style. They can control a game. But against Barca, it's likely that they won't. It's likely that they will almost let Barca do their own thing and use the pace of Bale and Ronaldo, etc., on the counter-attack. And I think that the 130 on Barca is just too big for me. What other markets have you looked at then in this match?
Well, I mean, it's difficult because goal scorer wise, I don't think there's any real value in any of these players. Obviously, Ronaldo's got a great record at the Nou Camp, but at 6-5, I mean, in the form he's in, the crowd booing him, him clearly not happy with everything at Real Madrid. I don't think that's great, personally.
Ronaldo 6-5 anytime, Benzema 9-5 anytime, Bale 9-4 anytime, and then for Barca, Messi 7-10, Suarez 10-11, Neymar even money, and then sort of 2-1 and upwards for the rest, including Rakitic.
See, generally,
none of those. The only one that appeals there is Ronaldo, and that's not standout value.
No, I mean, generally with the Clásicos, we get an awful lot of we get massively inflated prices on things that generally happen. You know, Ronaldo was a lot bigger than this at the Bernabeu earlier on in the season when he was in great form. Real Madrid were in great form. I don't particularly like any of the goal scorer price wise in this.
Surely, though, Messi at 7-10, Ronaldo at 6-5, you'd imagine one of them will be bagging and they both hit penalties as
well. Of course.
Which in a game like this where it can get a bit heated, you wouldn't be surprised if there is, you know, a red card or a penalty or something slightly contentious.
It's just the prices that really don't appeal to me. But yeah, you are bang on. The chances are both of them will score. Mm. You know, again with that, we might have the markets at this particular time. The couple markets generally don't join us, but they are here. Ronaldo and Messi both to score at any time is 14-5. I'd rather take that than any of those singles.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. What else have you been looking at then? We've done the goal scorers. We think both teams will score, and you're leaning towards Real just because Barca are a bit too short. Is that? Well, I say that you would take Barca and both teams to score, but are you going to completely eliminate the outright result here with your sort of final picks?
No, I think Barcelona to win and both teams to score is probably the best selection.
Okay,
but I do like. Five of the last six Clásicos have seen a goal before the 15-minute mark. Mm-hmm. We do tend to have a really, really fast pace, up and at them approach. You would imagine both managers will be really riling their players up for this one. A goal before the 15-minute mark, so that's a match goal, not based on any particular team.
Yeah,
13-8 for a match goal before the 15-minute, which I quite like. As I said, five of the last six Clásicos have seen an early goal, so that would be of interest. And of course, again, without sounding like a broken record, play the red card.
Yeah.
There hasn't been as many recently, but, I mean, Marcelo's going to be playing up against Messi. Mm. Messi will be playing on the right. Real Madrid are really, really worried about this. I was reading something this morning, and apparently Ancelotti, behind closed doors all week training, they're focusing on transition from losing the ball to getting back in defensive positions. And the one thing they're worried about is Messi playing on the right wing.
Mm.
Like he did against Manchester City on Wednesday. He tore them to pieces. And I think Marcelo will not be able to handle him.
No.
It's simple as that. He will not be able to handle him.
He'll give him a few kicks.
It's a red card waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's true. It's a shame that you can't have the actual player, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, it really is. But then again, do listen to the in-play radio on Sunday night, because we do a lot of specials in play. You might be able to get something on Marcelo to get a card or a red.
Yeah. Sunday, 8 o'clock for this one. Of course, you've got Liverpool Man U, haven't you, as well, on Saturday afternoon. So, fantastic day of football on Saturday. Make sure you do tune in to In-Play Radio for all of the action. Easy for me to say. Right, what is your best bet in El Clásico, Ray Druitt?
I think it has to be form-wise and with the statistics of both teams to score, Barcelona to win and both teams to score at 17-10. For me, we can't be back in the 4-6.
Okay, I'm going to go in direct opposition to you.
Nice.
I'm going to put up Real and both teams to score. So if you were listening to this podcast hoping for a clear and concise view, then we're different. But
confusion.
It's that kind of game. I just think Barca are too big at fives. We're assuming there that both teams to score is a given, which I think it is. So a difference of opinion. We'll see how we get on next week. Right, we've got two other games to look at. I was going to say lower key. In their own respective divisions, they're actually pretty big games. They just pale into insignificance a little alongside El Clásico, but nevertheless there's money to be made on them and they are some solid games. Are you ready with your 60 seconds, Ray Druitt?
I am, Mr. Dunn.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start in Holland with Feyenoord against PSV coming up after this.
The Dutch Eredivisie.
Feyenoord against PSV then coming up on Sunday at 1:30. Feyenoord 6-4. The draw 5-2. PSV in the betting at 8-5. PSV have all but sealed the title. Feyenoord may struggle to get second off Ajax, so this is for pride as much as anything. But at home, Ray, they are a pretty solid unit.
They are indeed. I mean, they started the season really, really poorly at home. I think they failed to win any of the last four, and lost three of those four as well. But since then, I think they've gone and won 9 of their 10 home league games. They've got the fourth best home record in the division. Of course, I think their coach has already accepted that he will be leaving at the end of the season. So they will be on search for a new coach and maybe some new players. PSV, though, were great on the road. They've been great throughout this season. Best home record and the best away record. They've won 10 of their 13 away games. Generally, this game is absolutely dominated by the home side. Of the last 16 games, Alex, 12 have been won by the side playing at home. but with Feyenoord missing Colin Kazim-Richards and Boitis. Kazim-Richards was fantastic, by the way, at the Philips Stadion in the reverse fixture, which ended 4-3 to PSV. I think Feyenoord will struggle. 10-11 a pick'em on the draw, no bet. I would be interested in that. And if you wanted to take the outrights out of it, goals. Over 1.5 PSV goals is 23-20. They scored 30 away goals this season.
Nice. Moderate timing.
Yeah.
You weren't quite finished, though, were you?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Nothing else to say.
Yeah, I think goals are the way to play this. My stat was that Feyenoord have scored over 1.5 goals in their last 10 home games. For them to score over 1.5 goals on this occasion is 23-20. I know they're against the league leaders, but they've also scored over 1.5 goals in the last 4 head-to-heads at Feyenoord against PSV. It's very much a stats bet. Everything adds up with it. It's a big price at odds against, in my opinion.
Well, PSV keep they concede a lot of goals on the road. Only 3 clean sheets on the road this season from 13 games. I can't disagree with it. If you do want to play the, I just don't think it should be a pick 'em at 10-11 for the draw no bet. Mm-hmm. I think I would make PSV favourites for this game, and I don't think they have been. But yes, completely agree with you. Goals is the way to play. Both teams to score at over 2.5, etc., yeah, are all interesting ways in.
4-5, both teams scoring over 2.5, which is a big price. Both teams scoring by itself is 8-15. Now, I know we've featured Dutch games in the past and gone, goals are a must, and it's been 0-0. But I think Feyenoord over 1.5 goals is a really confident pick for me. But I've made that point. You've made the, you think PSV are a good value for goals. Over 3.5 match goals is 7-4. That would sort of fit both.
Yeah.
Over 4.5 match goals, 4-1. If you fancy getting a bit exotic,
I think the only thing that would worry me about Feyenoord is the absence of Colin Kazim-Richards.
Yeah.
Many fans in England will laugh at that, but he's got 10 goals and 4 assists for them this season. He is a really big player for them, an important player. And you look at the amount of goals that Memphis Depay and Luke De Jong have scored, can score, and will continue to score.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm siding with PSV on that one.
Okay.
I think between them, 31 goals for the strike partnership of De Jong and Depay in Eredivisie this year.
Another game where we disagree, Ray.
I think we're probably going to disagree on the next one as well.
Yes, we are. Okay, the final game coming up on this week's podcast is in Germany. It's Schalke against Bayer Leverkusen. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Bundesliga.
Okay, Schalke against Bayer Leverkusen coming up on Sunday at 5:30. Schalke are 19-10, the draw 12-5. Bayer Leverkusen are 11-8. It is 5th against 4th, and both are seeking 3rd, Ray. This is a really big game.
It is a game. This is the one we had the season's match bet on right at the start, so it's very, very close. Really going to go down to the wire. Schalke are inconsistent, and they have been all season, but will be delighted with their recent win over Real Madrid. I'm sure that will give them a confidence boost. Leverkusen, nice little run before they were knocked out in the Champions League on Tuesday. Just wonder how much that took out of them, because those 3 penalties that they missed in that shootout were absolutely dreadful. Schalke's home form is absolutely great. They're only 1 defeat in the league so far, 4th best record in the division. At home, Leverkusen do well on the road. They're the 3rd best team travel wise, but they do like to concede goals, as you well know, Alex. Schalke have only failed to score in 1 home game this season, while Leverkusen have only failed to register 3 times on the road. Both teams to score is 4-6. Like that a lot. I think Schalke are too big at home as well at 19-10. Draw no bet, 23-20. All over that one. And they do just hedge the reason head-to-head 3-2. Goals could be on the menu, but as you said, could be a 0-0 as well.
Yeah.
Nearly. Yeah,
nearly.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think looking at this game, I'd always say goals. But I've watched enough of Leverkusen to know that every now and again they just will chuck in a 0-0 and you won't expect it, but they'll actually decide, right, today we're going to be defensively solid.
Well, they can defend. I mean, they showed that on Tuesday against Atleti. I mean, I think it's Leno, isn't it, the goalkeeper for Leverkusen. See his save from Koke? If you haven't seen the penalty shootout between Leverkusen and Atleti on Tuesday night, watch it. Koke was in absolute disbelief. Not because it was a poor penalty. He couldn't believe how well he struck it with how much power in the corner. Keeper got down, strong right arm. Brilliant save. But sorry, I've gone off the off the boil here.
I'm going to put up a strange sort of bet here. Well, it's not strange, but I'm going to say over 2.5 at 10 to 11.
I've got nothing.
But I'm going to say I have a small saver on 0-0, which is 10 to 1, which is too big. I know that's complete contradiction of sorts, but it will either be a 0-0 or over 2.5, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, I couldn't agree with you. Your notes speak volumes. A 0-0 or a 4-all, I think you've got written on your notes.
That is my note. That was an exaggeration, but...
But I would side with the overs here. The stats are with the unders. Yeah. 8 of the last 10 clashes between these two have seen under 2.5 goals. You know, the stats are with the unders here. But you look at how these two sides are set up.
I think if there's an early goal, it could be carnage.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, again, completely agree.
Yeah.
Some decent forwards on show, some very, very good midfielders. You know, equally some decent defences and goalkeepers. But it's really, really is going to be a good game. And then, I mean, we obviously chose this game as a part of the match bet at the start of the season. Well, these two teams as a part of the match bet. And it really, really is going to go down to the wire. But that 9th, for me, that 19, they shouldn't be nearly 2-1 at home when they've only lost one home game all season.
No, I agree. And Leverkusen aren't the strongest travellers you'll ever see. So, loyalty makes me want to stick with Leverkusen, but I can completely see where you're coming from with that one. But
an odds against draw no bet as well, at 23-20. I think that's wonderful.
I am going to play overs on the goals, but the 0-0 is a possibility.
Yeah.
Right, nap time. I'm in decent form actually at the moment.
You are. I couldn't pick my nose at the moment. Well, I can in all the other games.
Mine, right? It's quite big.
All the other games are going fantastically well.
Yeah.
As soon as it just comes to that, basically, listeners should avoid my nap and back all the other things that we mention because it's not going well for me at the moment.
I think I've had maybe 5 out of the last 6 winning naps, or 4 out of the last 5 or something. Don't want to blow my own trumpet, but. This is form, listeners, and it's putting pressure on myself. I'm going Feyenoord over 1.5 against PSV. Just Feyenoord, not the match. At 23-20 is my nap this week. What about you, Sir Druitt?
I think I'm going to leave the Classico alone because, I mean, we'll get enough excitement without our naps riding on that. I am going to go with Schalke, draw no bet at 23-20 also. Same price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably probably a different outcome.
No, I think that's a nice price. I do. Okay, good stuff. We'll get in touch with us on Twitter with any El Clasico related questions or any other questions, preferably football related. At AlexDunn0307 and at Ray Druitt. We're happy to answer any questions you have. And if there's any other European games that we haven't covered this week, obviously it's a slightly more focused on the El Clasico this week than it normally is, you know, on one game. Any questions, then give us a shout. But we'll be back same time next week with more European action. No, we won't. It's your international break, isn't it?
We'll
be back the week after next with more European football action.
Yeah.
So we'll see you then. Say goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.